What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I figured I'd take the time to record and put something together for y'all. I'm actually at my daughter's school right now. They have to take this aptitude test she's doing virtual or whatever. So they're taking this like cognitive test to, you know, see about gifted and talented and some other things. She was classified as gifted and talented last year, and I guess this applies to something else, so I'm up here and waiting on the testing to be completed, which is going to take between 30 to 45 minutes, so I got a little bit of time to record. And what I was thinking about last night was the families that are working and watching their kids. Man, shout out to y'all, because this shit ain't no joke. I'm at the point now, I've been doing this for so long, I'm losing it. I got zero focus at work. I got the most work done for yesterday, last night, between what, 9 o'clock to about 12 a.m. or whatever. That's the most work that I got done all day. Because I'm, you know, my job requires a lot of analysis and thinking and whatever the case may, like critical thinking or whatever, and I have to focus. It's so hard for me to be able to do the things that I do and come up with the the data that I put together without being able to focus consistently or whatever. Like literally just sit there and like, okay, boom, I'm looking at this. I'm coming up with these conclusions. I'm creating these things based off of this information that's presented here. And then being able to write to that information. Not only do I figure out how to implement the data and display the data, but just the presentation of the information in the data as well. And so I need like focus. You know what I mean? I need my own space. And that's been completely interrupted with this damn corona. Fuck the Rona. Right? Shoot, my sister right now, I just got a text from my mom last night about my sister and she having to go through her COVID testing right now because she got flu-like symptoms. And man, I hate it. You know what I mean? For those of you who are essential workers or those of you who've had to return back to work, man, I hate it for y'all because y'all putting y'all lives at risk every day. This shit ain't no joke. This shit ain't nothing to play with. So months back, we bought my daughter a desk so she could come into my office so she could work or whatever. Because I was getting tired of going back and forth between my office and wherever she was at, you know, doing the work with her or whatever. And I'm like, she gonna have to come in here. And yes, I don't know if I've been gone for so long. I don't know what I said on No Bright Spots or No Bright Spots 2 or whatever. But essentially, I did it to, like I say, simplify that learning process. And so my daughter is virtual. We made the decision to keep her at home for this school year. And we'll reevaluate. We know the vaccine. I've seen the updates. I've heard about that. And so I want to see how that goes. You know what I mean? Because this is a short turnaround time for developing a vaccine. But it's 2020. You know what I mean? We got new medical things. The world has been invested in this. And I know there are some criticisms and people don't believe it. But I know my grandma told me a while back. My grandma told me she don't give a fuck. She taking that vaccine as soon as that bitch is offered. I don't know if I'm taking it. My uncle, he said he not going to take it. But you know what I mean? If my grandma can do it, shit, I can do it. You know what I mean? I always go get my flu shots. I get my immunizations as needed. My children get them. We're not anti-vaxxers or anything like that. So we'll see how that vaccine goes. But for now, my daughter is still at home with us, and she'll continue to do that until we feel comfortable in letting her go back. So with that being said, work is a trip because you really have to balance your day around that child's workload and how involved you have to be with that child. I can understand for older children, like high school kids, that clearly they should be able to work independently. Now, not all of them, but let's say most of them, they should be able to work independently or whatever. Especially, you know, depending on that home situation. Now, if it's not a good home situation, obviously that's going to add another level to it. It's going to be more complicated. But when you talk about middle school, when you talk about elementary, you know what I mean? Again, I have an understanding for those who are in college, because again, you're already getting introduced to that. Some of them, you know, you have virtual classes or you're in a computer lab, whatever the case may be. So you have some type of understanding of how to do that. But when we're talking about elementary school kids, it's a whole different thing. I wanted to do a podcast with E from E and Friends Pod, and you know, just everything going on. Obviously, it never got recorded. I never got to do it. Never got to even just ask her about it. But she talked about using different online courses to do virtual things at home with her kids. And I've done the same thing with my daughter, just like during the summer and stuff like that. So again, I was going to do this a while back, but anyway, I was going to do an episode with her just talking about that and how she's balancing that. And I wonder how she's doing it now. I don't think she's put out an episode in a while. So I wonder how everything is going at home, just having those kids there. Now, I know some parents, they got more than one kid. I only have one, but I have a first grader. And you really have to be there with them. Like, there's a lot of things that take your attention away. I can't just leave her for that 7 or 8 hours or however long it takes to complete her work, because it is virtual. So it's going to change depending on the workload. If she has 14 assignments or if she has 10 assignments or whatever that daily workflow is or whatever that week is, it's going to change. And so you also have to take into consideration, like, if your kids have any specials, like here, they have art, they have music, and they have gym, you know, PE or whatever. And so you have to balance in your primary, like, school stuff for her main teacher. Then you got to balance in, okay, they have to do these other things either once a week or 3 times a week. And so getting in that time to do that. Again, you still got to feed them. You still got to feed yourself. You still got to work. You still may have some other things that need your attention just throughout the day or whatever. And so it is a hell of a thing. And man, I respect the people who are doing it. I also respect the people who are unable to do it. You know what I mean? Those of you who have to return to work and you know, you had to make a decision to send those kids back to school. My mom had to do that. You know, she kept my youngest sister at home for as long as she could, but she wasn't really keeping up with the schooling. Again, this is a system that is not ready by any means to be implemented across the nation. This is history that we're in, and you can't just take a schooling system that has been in place all of these years and then develop and push out and successfully execute a virtual transition for the entire U.S. It's impossible. There is not enough time to really say this is the best thing, or this will work, or how it will work, or how effective it will be, or really developing a curriculum that is catered to those groups of K through 12. You can't do that. I mean, it's not going to happen. Again, there's a streamline when you're talking college, but when you talk about primary education or whatever, that's not the same thing or whatever. It's just not going to happen. And so I am a very vocal parent. I've been giving feedback throughout this entire time to my teachers. We are involved parents. We want to know what's going on. I've reached out to the superintendent. I reached out to the school district, just letting them know how I feel about what's going to happen, because these things not only impact the kids, but they impact the families as well. And so those things have to be taken into consideration. I've told my daughter's teachers, look, I got meetings. You know what I mean? And so if she has these, because they also have to do these Skype meetings or whatever. You know what I mean? Not Skype meetings. I don't even know why I said Skype, but Google Meets, whatever it is, they have to do these meetings or whatever throughout the week. And so my daughter has a daily meeting. She actually has two, but we never make it to the morning meetings. It's just not possible. Don't have the time. Too much going on in the morning. Mornings are busy. Afternoons are a little bit easier to get to these meetings. But she has two meetings, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Then she has specials meetings as well. Those happen once or twice a week or whatever. So it's a lot going on, just taking what you do traditionally, as far as, like, I'm already working from home. You know, thankfully, I'm in a blessed position, and I'm able to do this, and I have the bandwidth, and I'm in a position as far as my role in my company and being a leader that I'm able to balance this. But it's not easy. You know what I mean? It's not easy at all. And that's why I say I respect and send my support to y'all. And also, like I say, I didn't finish my point earlier about the respect that I have for those of you who've had to make the decision to send your kids back to school. That's not easy. You know what I mean? For a lot of people, for some people, it probably is a little bit easier. And then you have some parents that literally don't care. They don't give a damn about what's actually going on, the pandemic. They like, your ass going to school. I can't deal with you here. They're just not capable. And you know what? Instead of like bashing and talking about those folks, I actually respect them too. Because it may seem so careless, so thoughtless to make a decision with that type of mentality, but it's actually thoughtful. It's actually caring that I'm going to trust whatever that this is better than what they have here. You also got to take into consideration the kids who are, you know, not having meals. And so these schools have done these different meals programs, which is awesome because that is a real thing. I've read up on it. I've looked into it. I've heard about it. You know, you still have families. I know people may not see it. You may not hear about it like the 90s, but you still have families that go hungry. They don't have anything to eat in the morning. And I know it's like, oh, we'll just go to a food bank. Just go to this. Well, clearly we're in a pandemic. Donations to food banks have gone down. You know what I mean? And people don't feel comfortable. And then obviously you got people who don't even feel comfortable going to the food bank, even with the donations, because again, we're in a pandemic. So, I mean, it's a tough space all the way around. Whether you have your children at home or whether you have to send them to school, it's a tough space. And then obviously, again, for you to be going out and working and trying to be focused and also protect your health and your children's health. Respect y'all, support y'all, all of that good stuff, man. I don't really have, you know, that much more to say about it, man. It was just something that was on my mind because it is intense, you know what I mean? I work 8 to 5, you know what I mean? 8 to 4 on Fridays. And I know it's like, oh, man, you know, you work from home. You make your own schedule. I do in a sense, but that does not change my workload. You know what I mean? That does not change my workload. Some people say, well, oh, man, well, you can just work after hours. You can just work on the weekend. Well, hell, I need my own time on the weekend. I'm dealing with a child all day, every day throughout the week. I need a little bit of time to myself. And again, keep in mind, I have an 8-month-old. Which means that when I get off work, there are other things that I have to do. I always say, like, and I talked about this early in the year, it's like I work twice. Because I work throughout the day doing double, triple duty, being a teacher, being a dad, being, a boss or whatever in my job. And then when I get off, I go back to, you know, okay, I got to go get my son. I got to go pick my son up because currently he's being watched by his grandmother because obviously, there are coronavirus cases with daycares, and so I could not have him at home with me and my daughter. There was just no way. I've done it, and I do it as needed, but it's literally impossible to get any work done when I have to tend to 2 children and try to focus on my workload and getting something done throughout the day. So he's being watched by his grandmother right now, so when I get off work because of my wife's schedule, I go pick my son up. When I pick my son up, bring him home, I got to get him situated, which means, you know, I got to change his diaper. He got to get some snack. Or I got to feed him. And then my daughter is hungry too or whatever. So I'm essentially watching them until my wife gets home. Now, when my wife gets home, obviously, she just got off work. She may need a break. So we may alternate or I may need to go work out or she may need to go run some type of errand or she may get off late. But you have this period of time between 5 o'clock to about 8, which is just gone. I mean, literally all of your time gone, you know, throughout that time. And sometimes it may be even more than that. You know what I mean? Where it goes till about 9. So now my day is gone. I have no time left. I have zero energy. And for me to sit there and say, okay, now let me go try to focus on work and zero in or work out or record a podcast or whatever. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. I'm tired as hell. You know what I mean? I've been up all day. I've been doing triple duty. Then I get off and it's daddy daycare when I get off. You know what I mean? And so it's a revolving door. I haven't even really taken off. And Sire, shout out to the homie Sire. Sire on the beat now, way better than whatever the fuck the other Twitter handle was or whatever, but shout out to TOS Podcast. But Sire told me a while back, I think it was Sire, that I need to use my days off, because I said, man, it ain't no point in me taking no days off. I can't do shit. I can't go nowhere. And of course, literally, I can go somewhere. Figuratively, I'm not going to go any fucking where. I got two kids. I got a wife. I got to think about my health. I got to think about their health. If I go down, the whole damn house goes down. And I'm not finna play these games that other people want to play with their lives or whatever. Y'all taking penitentiary chances, throwing your shit on the crap table or whatever. Throwing your life on the crap table every day that you go out. And of course, people is like, oh, you know, what you want me to do? Just stay in the house all day? Y'all do whatever the fuck is best for y'all, man. And I hope that we all make it through this, you know what I mean? There are going to be casualties. Clearly, 20,000 deaths now, something like that, and climbing or whatever, the number of cases climbing. So that's going to happen. And then, obviously, you're going to have people to live through it. Now, there are people that are surviving it, but they're having lingering conditions as a result of just having the coronavirus. I ain't trying to play them games. Texas is fucking around. A lot of these states is fucking around. These red states with this damn Trump virus or whatever, because it is the damn Trump virus, and y'all motherfuckers is super spreading this shit. But it is what it is. Y'all don't want to wear masks. Y'all don't want to do other hygiene things. So it's whatever. I can't play them type of games or whatever. So I keep my ass in the house, and I ain't been taking no days off. So mentally, I am fatigued. I am beyond fatigued just dealing with life and work. I'm beyond fatigued or whatever, you know what I mean? But I'm making it through as best I can, you know what I mean? I had hopes early in the year that it would have tapered off and we would have been in a better situation. And I told my wife something the other day, because I said, I can't say that we wouldn't be in a better situation if we didn't have this president, if Hillary had won the election. I believe we would have, but I don't know. And I'll never know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll never know if, you know, we won't know. You know what I mean? And we know the mistakes. I'm not going to repeat shit y'all been seeing all this year. The election is already over. The votes have been tallied. I won by a lot. The official sources say this. This dude is crazy or whatever. But this is the world that we live in. This is 2020. This is reality. This ain't no game. This ain't no TV show. This ain't no movie. This is the real world that we live in. And so, y'all keep it up. Keep going. Keep pushing. Protect y'all kids as best y'all can, man. Protect y'all kids as best y'all can. They cannot protect themselves, and we cannot trust others to protect us. Because, again, we cannot trust them to protect themselves. This is AJ. This is the What We Gonna Do podcast. Until next time. Peace.